Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? Jesus Christ, Mark 4:13. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. This is Jim. This is the first part of a series about the parable of the sower. Let's remember that any teaching, any message, anything we're doing in our walk with Jesus Christ, it should all come back to the one thing, the kingdom of God, the presence of God Almighty, the presence of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Amen. It should all come back to that. That's, of course, He's everything. But often we get off on tangents and other things and we're doing, and we miss it. And no matter where we are in our walk with Jesus, that presence, that's the ultimate goal. Call it the goal, the objective, the whole purpose. It's what we are headed towards, but it's of course, it's everything. Whether we're in, and I've talked about the four phases, I keep going back to that, because whether somebody's in phase one, two, three, or whatever phase they're in, if we do what Jesus said to do, it's that we seek Him. We seek His presence, no matter where we are. And again, no matter what teaching or message or endeavor that we're involved in, that's what we should continually be seeking. And if we haven't found Him fully, but if we found Him, then we should be doing incredible things for Him in ministry. So that's just a thought. I will try to get more into that, but this series is about a parable. I mean, because this is God Almighty teaching us and speaking to us. But even about a parable or about anything, it should be about the presence of God. Amen. I do want to cover some practical things about this parable, which is just awesome. This is kind of a follow-up series. I gave actually just one message, I believe, or it may have been a few messages, about this incredible teaching that Jesus gives that's so foundational and important when He said, and this is in Mark 4, it's also in the book of Matthew, but Jesus said, "To you it has been given to know the mystery," in Matthew it actually says mysteries, "of the kingdom of God." And then it says, "But to those who are outside, all things come in parables." So Jesus is explaining things. Of course, this is a fulfillment of prophecy from Isaiah. But right after this, that's in Mark 4, verse 11. In Mark 4, verse 13, Jesus says, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" This is the parable of the sower. And Jesus reveals here that it's the foundational parable of all the parables. This is awesome. Jesus gave approximately 42 parables, I believe. That could be off by a little, but we know that He spoke in parables. Parables are, of course, stories. In the book of John and in other places, Jesus spoke in allegories. An allegory is a story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning. And those are some of His famous teachings about when He said, "I'm the bread of life, I'm the good shepherd." Amen. But back to the parable. The parable of the sower. famous parable. Many of us have seen it many, many times, but it is just, it's really incredible to think, to ponder the fact that this one parable is the foundation of all the other parables. And it's recorded in Mark. It's the first parable that we read. I do believe, I'm not a Bible expert, but I do believe Mark, scholars say that Mark is the first book that was actually written, and that Matthew used the book of Mark primarily as his source material and then added a lot more to it in Matthew. That Matthew apparently was written mainly for the Jewish people. There's like over 100 prophecies from the Old Testament that are in Matthew, not in Mark. So in Mark was like the original. So this is the first, essentially, again, I could be off on this, but you know, it was written first of those two gospels, and this one parable, the parable of the sower, is the first one we read about, and it comes right at the beginning of Jesus explaining to his disciples, saying, "To you it's been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive." And then he goes on with that. This is right after he gives the parable. And I want to read that. It's six or seven verses. Jesus, it says, "Then he taught them many things by parables and said to them in his teaching, 'Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away.'" Verse 7, "And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Amen. And he said to them, verse 9, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So this is Mark 4, 3 through 8. Incredible. This is the foundational parable, and it's, as you notice, it's fairly, you know, it's fairly short. It's not a long parable. It's got incredible truth and revelation. But just some overview that I want to throw in. You know, here's the great thing. If you're listening to this, if you're saved, if you have the Holy Spirit can reveal to you incredible revelation about this parable if you just let Him. You have the Holy Spirit just like anyone else. And I encourage you to read it, to read what comes after. Then He gives the explanation. And so forth. Now, there's four, I call them categories of results of these seeds. That's something very important, of course. Now, the main thing is, we know from the explanation, the sower is the Son of Man. I believe that's in Matthew. I'll probably get to that in the next message of this series. But you know, essentially, the sower is Jesus Christ, of course, God Almighty. But on the earth, it's we, the body of Christ, are the ones who have Jesus Christ. So it's through us that he is reaching people. It's this divine partnership. This is a mystery of the kingdom of God, that he's allowed us to be a part of his plan. Yes, we're children of God. We're now saints. We're sinners saved by grace. We're saved. Glory to God. But at the same time, we are frail. We have weaknesses and frailties and shortcomings, and we fail and we miss it, but yet he still uses us. He still is using us. This should encourage us when we look at other Christians, whoever they are in the world. We shouldn't be criticizing them. We should be, you know, encouraging, and we should be even praying for them and lifting them up, and being, you know, the last thing we should do is criticize, you know, and find fault and say that, oh, they're way off and they're missing it completely. Let's just continue on with our, let's focus on our ministry and just do what God tells us to do. Amen. So the overview, four categories of results of these seeds being sown. Three of them produce no results, no fruit. But the fourth one did. So that's one out of four. That's 25%. So that's already a minority. That's exactly what Jesus reveals in many places in the Gospels, and of course throughout the Bible, is that it's a minority of people actually find him, and actually in this parable, the foundational parable, a minority of the people that received, that had the seed sown in them, a minority produced fruit. 75% did not. And those first three, you know, each one got progressively a little better, right? The first one, the seeds just fell by the wayside. The birds came and got those. Nothing happened with those seeds. That's the first category. So that's 25%. Roughly, I'm just speaking in general terms. Second one fell on stony ground. It didn't have much earth. It sprang up immediately. It didn't have depth. The sun was up and scorched them. Because it had no root, it withered away. Something happened, you know, that was a little closer. They did spring up, you know, something happened, but it was on stony ground. It didn't have much earth. That's the second thing. It sprang up quickly, and it didn't have any depth. And then the sun came up and it scorched, and it had no root. It's something that was better. Now the third was some seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. In the third category, the thorns grew up and choked it. It yielded no crop, no fruit. But it did grow up. You know, that's even a little better than on the stony ground. It grew up, but the thorns choked it. And then the fourth category, good ground, yielded a crop, sprang up, increased and produced. And a great teaching that I've heard from just one man of God says that we are God's garden. We are to be the soil that he sows this divine seed in. And so we need to tend to this garden. You know, and you think about a garden, and then we get into this, you know, it's a story about a sower, it's seeds in the ground. What an awesome, awesome revelation this is. So incredible that God Almighty, when he came to the earth as a man to teach us in parables, in the foundational parable, he talks about a sower sowing seeds. And what happened with those seeds, and four different categories of results of those seeds. Something that is absolutely vital and so necessary to us as humans, seeds growing up and producing fruit and crops for food. This is how we survive. This is the most absolutely vital thing for us as human beings. Seeds into the ground that produce food. This is how we survive. Today in our modern society, we don't see this directly, you know, because most of us live in cities, and we get our food from a grocery. Or from, you know, maybe from some other source. Very small percentage of people grow their food these days. Now, yes, there are farmers that they might grow their own food. That's fantastic. But most of us, we live in a modern society where we get our food from some store or something. We don't realize, it sometimes is kind of hidden from us that how important and vital seeds and the and growing of food is to us. That it's just, it's how we survive. We would die without it. And so 2,000 years ago, people probably were more in touch with this. And, you know, but even today, it's the same thing. I mean, this, we should realize that's the first revelation from this parable of the infinite number of revelations. And again, we could hear millions of messages about this one parable. But the very first one is dealing with seeds and producing crops and fruit and food, and how important that is, that from that physical truth we can learn spiritual truth and spiritual revelation. And in fact, I believe it's the first three of the first four parables that Jesus gives deal with seeds. So seeds are this incredible physical, natural world example, foundational truth regarding spiritual truth. And of course, one of the most famous things Jesus said, one of the last things he said was, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. That's a seed of wheat. That's the same thing as him saying a seed. Unless a seed of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Amen. He's speaking about his death. Yes. Glory to God forever that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth and died for us. Glory to God forever. He's also talking about us, that if we die spiritually, we can produce much fruit. So we see he uses seeds in many different teachings, many different ways, and in this first parable. I hope I explained that decently. You know, God Almighty uses the physical world to reveal spiritual truth. The natural world, I should say. God Almighty uses the natural world to reveal spiritual truth. And so, I'll get more into that next message, but let's just continue to ponder and to let the Holy Spirit reveal to us about a sower sowing seeds into the ground and the different results that occur, and how we as his children are to be a garden where we are to prepare our soil so that God's seeds can produce in us, that, you know, Jesus Christ in us can produce fruit and so forth. I'm reminded of that when Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener, the husbandman, and so he's the vine, we're the branches, we're in with him. And so yes, we're God's garden, we're also branches with Jesus, and we are his sheep. These are all natural world, things in the natural world that reveal deep spiritual truth. Amen. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye.